From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Nancy Lee Painter reading Dead to Rights by J.A. Jantz. Now, let's begin with Dead to Rights. Prologue. Hal and Bonnie Morgan wended their way through the crowded, overheated movie theater lobby into the cool air of a midwinter Phoenix night. Once outside the theater doors, the aroma of popcorn quickly gave way to a haze of smoke from a dozen hastily lit cigarettes. As they moved across the open-air patio, Bonnie reached out, took her husband's hand, and squeezed it. In response, Hal leaned toward her. "The name's Bond," he whispered. "James Bond." Bonnie and Hal had just finished seeing Goldeneye for the third time. Hal's imitation of Pierce Brosnan's accent and delivery was so dead on that Bonnie giggled aloud. "You're good enough. They should have made you the new James Bond," she told him. A passion for James Bond movies was something the two of them had shared in common when they met 20 years earlier. And now, after a celebratory dinner in honor of their 19th wedding anniversary, they were on their way back to the Hyatt Regency 2 blocks away. Bonnie had carried a bouquet of orange blossoms to their Valentine's Day wedding ceremony in front of a curmudgeonly Justice of the Peace in Palm Springs. They had gone to Palm Springs to marry in hopes Bonnie's recently divorced ex-husband wouldn't get wind of the ceremony and try to screw things up. "You were a beautiful bride," Hal said with a sudden catch in his throat. He was still as smitten with his wife as he had been the first day he laid eyes on her, as she walked along the beach with her little niece and nephew in tow. Before meeting Bob...